KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, with little fanfare, after more than a decade of missed attempts, the Iowa Senate has voted to legalize sports betting in Iowa. 19 Republicans and a dozen Democrats teamed up to vote yes on the bill, while 18 senators opposed it.
Sports wagering will no longer be acceptable in the dark. The sun is shining, and Iowans will be able to participate legally.
That's Senator Robbie Smith of Bettendorf. He was the only senator to speak during Wednesday evening's debate.
This place always surprises me.
Under the plan, wagering on professional and college sports is to be managed by the 19 state-licensed casinos in Iowa. Gamblers in Iowa will be able to use a smartphone app to place their bets.
I believe what we're doing in this bill is the right thing to do. Sports wagering is something I'm not fully eager to participate in myself. But that does not mean we cannot ensure that Iowans have the best experience for those that choose to participate.
The bill also legalizes fantasy sports prizes connected to the performance of professional athletes. It's currently illegal for an Iowan to claim winnings from FanDuel, DraftKings, and other online fantasy sports games. The sports wagering issue now moves to the House, where legislation similar to what passed the Senate is eligible for debate. Last year, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling opened the door for states to join Nevada in the sportsbook business. Iowa is among 28 states that have moved to consider legalized sports betting this year. Six other states already took action to make that activity legal. The Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association announced its boys' rankings this week. In Class 1A, Creston and Trainer are the two teams that show up in the ratings. Creston is at number 6, while Trainer is at number 12. St. Albert also received votes but didn't make the top list. In Class 2A, Denison, the only team in the top list, they got in at number 13 this week. Harlan and Lewis Central also were among those receiving votes. Well, Matt Carpenter and Marcell Ozuna each homered to support Michael Wacha as the Cardinals knocked off the Brewers 6-3 to avoid a three-game sweep in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Wacha is 6-0 in his career against the Brewers after allowing two runs and five hits with seven strikeouts over six innings. Wacha also cooled off Christian Yelich, who was 5-for-9 with four homers and 10 RBIs in the series before going 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk against the Redbird starter. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat New York 3-2, L.A. over Cincinnati 3-2, Washington beat San Francisco 9-6, Chicago down Miami 6-0, Arizona over Atlanta in 10 innings 3-2. In the American League, Tim Anderson homered and sparked a benches-clearing incident before the Royals completed a 4-3 10-inning win over the White Sox. Anderson spiked his bat to celebrate his two-run blast in the fourth, and Brad Keller responded by drilling him 2 innings later to start the fracas. Hunter Dozier led off the 10th with a tie-breaking homer against Nate Jones. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Boston 5-3, Cleveland 1-0 over Seattle, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 8-1, Minnesota over Toronto 4-1, Texas beat LA 5-4, and Oakland over Houston 2-1. Interleague play saw Pittsburgh beat Detroit in 10 innings by a 3-2 final. Atlanta Braves closer Aroldis Vizcaino will miss the rest of the season after undergoing surgery on his right shoulder. He pitched in 4 games this season, getting 1 save for the National League East champs. That injury is likely to fuel further speculation that the Braves might be interested in Craig Kimbrell, their former closer who played for Boston last season. Kimbrell became a free agent and hasn't signed with anyone. A.J. Minter had taken over the closer's role for Atlanta but has struggled. Also around the major leagues, Tigers left-hander Matt Moore is expected to miss the rest of the season after right knee surgery. The 29-year-old pitcher signed with the Tigers in the offseason and didn't allow a run in 10 innings so far this year. Popularized by the movie Moneyball, analytics has made its way to college baseball. Rick Heller is credited with bringing analytics to the Big Ten after taking the Iowa job in 2013. He says at the college level, it's used for player development and includes the study of pitch designs, launch angles for hitters, and even vision training.
To the common person, they would think 2020 is great. Well, 2020 is great for a guy walking down the street, but you know, a really good baseball player is usually in that 2010 range or even better in some cases. And then you have depth perception and convergence and a lot of things that can go wrong with a person's vision that you can train and enhance just like any other muscle in the body. And I think we're kind of on the cutting edge of that stuff.
Heller has an army of student managers run the analytics, and several have found jobs in professional baseball.
You know, because they understand how to run the TrackMan data or the Rapsodo data and all this stuff that's out there that pro baseball is really diving into now. Our managers come in with a solid grasp. They get internships at minor league teams in the summer, and that just keeps keeps kids knocking on our door to want to be a part of it.
Heller says the downside is that he's lost several assistants to major league clubs, including two before the start of this season.
It was a great thing for our two assistants. Joe Migliaccio was our hitting coach, and Desi Druschel was our pitching coach. And we lost both Desi and Joe to the New York Yankees right before school started the second semester.
Heller says more and more college coaches are getting hired by major league clubs because of the analytics. Long considered one of the weakest position groups on the team, the Iowa Hawkeyes are expecting more big plays from the wide receivers next season. Two of the top three wideouts return in juniors Brandon Smith and Amir Smith-Marset. Receivers coach Kelton Copeland says redshirt freshman Tyrone Tracy and Nico Reganey have stood out in spring drills.
Those two guys have really done a great job of just taking the lead, as you know, on the field, taking the lead as far as meetings. You don't really see that a lot from young guys. So when you got two guys, especially that young, doing that, it's impressive. It catches our eye.
Copeland says Tracy and Reganey are motivated to make an impact.
Those two kids, Nico and Tyrone, they're studious. Yes, they're physically gifted and they have skill sets. You know that not every athlete has, but what sets them apart is they're doing the work off the field.
Tracy will give the Hawkeyes a big play threat that they've been lacking for years.
You know, he hasn't done it yet on the field when it counts, but his skill set, going back to when I evaluated him out of high school, you just saw certain things out of Tyrone Tracy that were magnetic. This young man has a magnetic ability. You know, anytime he has a ball in his hands or he's around the ball or he's on the field, he has the ability to make plays.
Copeland says the added depth at wide receiver may allow the Hawkeyes to go with more three wide looks to help offset the loss of standout tight ends Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson. Iowa State got a commitment from a Minnesota high school linebacker, Hunter Zenzen, this week. The Barnesville High School prospect committed to Iowa State. They were the first school to offer him a scholarship in late January. He'd also received scholarship offers from North Dakota State, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Zenzen is a 6'3", 215-pound linebacker and a consensus three-star recruit. He's the second commitment to the 2020 recruiting class for the Cyclones in the last 5 days. Offensive lineman Hayden Pauls announced earlier. Well, the NFC champion Los Angeles Rams will host Cincinnati in London on October 27th, one of five international games on the 2019 schedule. Earlier in October, the league will play two games at Tottenham Hotspur's new stadium in London. The Raiders will host the Bears on October 6th, and the Buccaneers will be the home team against the Panthers October 13th. The league returns to Mexico Monday night, November 18th, as the Chiefs will play LA's other team, the Chargers, in that contest. Well, the Big Ten Conference revealed all 14 schools' opponents for the 2019-2020 conference men's and women's basketball season Wednesday. Each school will have 7 home and home games, 3 single home games, and 3 away trips on their 20-game men's schedule. The women will have an 18-game conference schedule with 5 home and homes and 4 single home and away opponents. Now, in men's basketball for the Hawkeyes, they'll have home-only dates with Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and they'll visit Indiana, Michigan State, and Northwestern. They'll have home and away dates with Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, and Purdue. In the women's basketball side, Iowa has home dates for Illinois, Indiana, Michigan State, and Ohio State, and they'll visit Michigan, Northwestern, Purdue, and Rutgers. Their home and away schedule will include Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, and Wisconsin. A Gonzaga forward Brandon Clark plans to skip his senior year to enter the NBA draft after he led the NCAA in blocked shots this past season. Under new NCAA rules, the junior can sign with an agent and still return to school if he chooses. Virginia forward Mamadi Diakite says he's foregoing his final season of eligibility and also making himself eligible for the NBA draft. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Milwaukee Bucks put together another blowout to go up 2-0 on the Detroit Pistons. A 120-99 rout last night. Detroit hosts Game 3 Saturday. James Harden had a triple-double with 32 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, leading the Rockets to a 118-98 win and a 2-0 lead over the Jazz, who will host Game 3 Saturday. The Pacers had a 79-68 lead into the final period before the Celtics' defense stiffened in a 99-91 victory in Boston. Kyrie Irving had 37 points for the Celtics as they take a 2-0 lead in that series. The Pacers host Game 3 Friday. The top seed in the NHL's Eastern Conference already has been swept out of the playoffs. Now the number one seed in the West is in danger of elimination. The Calgary Flames trail 3-1. After they lost 3-2 last night to Colorado, the Flames try to stave off elimination at home on Friday. Boston and Toronto are tied at 2 games each after the Bruins 6-4 win over the Maple Leafs last night. And also last night, it was Dallas, a 5-1 win over Nashville. Dallas and the Predators are 2 games apiece in that series. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.